It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we say good morning to Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing pretty good. Had a nice weekend, and it was nice when the sun was shining. And
yeah, I saw you putting around on the John Deere and pulling your little cart around and cleaning up the yard. Yep.
Tearing it up.
And yep. Getting ready to mow for the first time.
Getting ready, you know.
I looked it up. I was wondering, you know, when's the earliest you should mow in Minnesota? So I Googled it, and it says the last week in April. So we're pretty darn close to
pretty
that.
Pretty close. So, yeah, I saw some people mowing their yards this weekend.
I got to start keeping the weeds down again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. the only thing green in my yard, though.
I made a deal with someone in town. You know, they spray my yard, I'll mow their lawn.
There you go. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So always good, the little barter system.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall
we? Of course. This veteran was requested by Marilyn Matthews of Madison. It's a relative of hers. Today we're saluting Private Emil Frank Abramowski. Emil was born on February 27th, 1900 in Lac Parle County and passed away on July 29th, 1965. He entered active duty in the United States Army on September 25th, 1942, right here in Madison. Was honorably discharged about 4 months later on February 5th, 1943 at Camp Young, California. I had to look up Camp Young, California.
Where is it?
It's not far from San Bernardino and Palm Springs.
Okay.
Actually, Camp Young was General Patton's administrative headquarters for his 3rd Armored Division's Desert Training Center.
Oh, you got quite an education there on it then.
Yeah, you know, just a quick Google search and, right. You know, found that. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yep.
He served in a service command unit, number 1925, and he was separated early to go work in an essential war industry. I'm not sure which one that is, but I know a lot of farmers got deferments, and he was a farmer prior to his enlistment. So he served during World War II, but most likely had to go work. His skills were needed elsewhere. But so we thank you, Emil, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk about the POW-MIA flag flying over the White House again.
Again. Yeah, a press release came out from the Vietnam Veterans of America. They were pretty stoked about the POW-MIA flag honoring U.S.'s commitment to those still held as prisoners of war and those missing in action, flying over the White House again. VVA, Vietnam Veterans of America, National President John Rowan says, as of today, April 9th, the POW-MIA will once again fly over the White House. We are grateful to President Joe Biden for restoring the POW-MIA flag to its rightful place, where it is visible for the world to see. This flag symbolizes our nation's commitment to resolving the fates of those still held as prisoner, missing, and accounted for from all conflicts. The POW-MIA flag had flown over the White House under the American flag since the 1990s. On June 14th, 2020, on Flag Day, President Donald Trump ordered the flag removed, despite having signed into law the National POW-MIA Flag Act on November 7th, 2009, a law that ensured the flag would forever be visible from all federal buildings, including the White House. President Biden chose April 9th as the appropriate day to restore the flag to its rightful place, as that used to be known as former POW-MIA Day. The flag was created for the National League of Families of American Prisoners and Missing in Southeast Asia and officially recognized by the U.S. Congress. The POW-MIA flag stands for our nation's commitment to resolving as fully as possible the fates of Americans still prisoner, missing, and accounted for in Southeast Asia and elsewhere, thus ending the uncertainty for the families of the nation. A little bit of good news, honoring those held as prisoners of war and those still missing in action from all conflicts. I know local service organizations pay tribute quite regularly to POWs and MIAs by having a special table in place during banquets as well as ceremonies. And the POW flag always flies by the American flag at service gatherings and whatnot. So it's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, I'm sure that means a lot to especially families that are that do have missing loved ones, ones that never came home.
Absolutely. I know of a couple in the area, you know, a couple in the, well, they're Wilmer area, but it's still this area.
So. Right.
More information on this, you can go to the Vietnam Veterans of America's website, which is vva.org. You can contact our office for any veteran-related questions. And, of course, there's a Veterans Linkage line as well.
And you have that number.
You left it out for me. Thank you. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
Garden level, as you like to call it. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have an appointment Friday afternoon that will take me out of the office for a little bit, but otherwise I'm around, and it's always beneficial to call just to make sure I'll be around.
So. Okay. Well, it looks like, I think they had a pretty good-sized meeting in Madison yesterday, or was it yesterday, this weekend at the VFW?
Yeah, it was the VFW district
the district meeting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So some
yep.
of the...
Our, the district commander is, you know, our very own Mike Gearman.
Yep.
So.
Very good. So, yeah, and then the week before that, they had the Vietnam Veterans Appreciation. So, a lot,
very nice,
a lot of things going on here these days.
Very nice program, very nice meal, very nice presentation by David Hansen.
And then Dawson had the flag disposal...
Last week?
Ceremony last week. So,
yep.
Been a lot of things going on here lately.
Absolutely.
So.
I've been a busy guy. I've been to
been
all of those.
Getting to all those.
So. Well, I didn't make the district meeting, but
okay.
You're doing yard work. So
okay.
I was thinking about that in spirit. So.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. And if anybody has any questions on this, check with Josh or check the Western Guard or the Dawson Sentinel for
yes,
the articles.
Yes, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. So
yep. Put in a plug for them. And we will see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.